This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Quick sports quiz for you. What do the 1972 Miami Dolphins have in common with the 2014 Champlain Valley Union High School girls basketball team? Well, if the CVU Redhawks can beat Rice at Patrick Gymnasium Saturday in the Division I championship game, they'll do what those Dolphins did in 1972, go undefeated wire to wire in both the regular season and playoffs to win their title in their respective sports. And while those 72 Dolphins had two big stars on their roster who had a lot to do with that success in Bob Greasy and Larry Zonka, the CVU Redhawks have a couple of stars as well who have been instrumental in the team's undefeated season. And they do the Dolphins one better by also leading CVU in high school soccer dominance. Here to explain it all is VPR sports correspondent Andy Gardner. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Mitch.
Now, let's talk about this CVU girls basketball team first. What is their record? What are they doing that has them on the verge of history?
Well, they're 23-0 this season, Mitch, and that follows a 23-0 season a year ago when they won the state championship by defeating Rice in the finals. The two stars that are the common denominators are seniors Emily Kinniston and Kaylin Kolash. They have played together for some time, for 3 years together. Emily's actually been a four-year varsity player, and they have just piled up some amazing numbers while at CVU. In basketball, they've been 83-11 in the 4 years that Emily has been on the varsity. And they take this a step further, Mitch, and they also are standouts in soccer. CVU is a three-time defending Division I champion in soccer, and Kinniston and Kolash work central figures in those victories as well. They had an undefeated soccer season this past fall, allowing one goal the entire year, and that came on a penalty kick. In the last 3 years that these two have been on the soccer field, CVU has been 52-2.
That is unbelievable. Now, when folks watch them play in basketball and in soccer, what positions do they play on the basketball team, the two of them?
They're the backcourt for CVU. Emily Kinniston is the reigning state player of the year. She is a superlative player who averages 12 points a game but could easily double that if she chose to. She's going to be playing at American University next year in the Patriot League, and she is far and away the best player in the state. Kolash is her Batman to Robin, if you would. Her running mate, who averages 8 points a game, but that's in a share the wealth type of approach that CVU has. Kolash had 23 in the semifinals when she needed to score. So together they just make a dynamic 1-2 punch that is almost impossible to guard.
And in soccer, what do they do on their soccer teams?
Defender for Kolash. She was a mainstay in the back line. Midfield for Kinniston was just kind of a facilitator. And that's what Kinniston does as well with the basketball team. She makes everyone else around her better.
You mentioned Emily Kinniston going to play at American University. What about Kaylin Kolash?
She's going to be at St. Lawrence. Thought about playing both soccer and basketball, but at this point I think she's just going to concentrate on basketball.
So it seems like the sky's the limit for their futures. I mean, that's a tremendous thing to be so dominant in one sport, but in two, it's incredible.
Well, it's a testament to the programs that they've built out at CVU. Actually, Coach Uta Ottley thought that this was the year that the team was really going to peak. She was surprised by last year's success and certainly the undefeated season because they had two freshman players that they were bringing into the mix last year. And to that end, she actually asked Kolash to take a reserve role. She says, look, I need somebody to come off the bench with these freshmen to give them some guidance and some structure. Will you do that? And Kolash did it, very much a factor in bringing the freshmen along that are now sophomores and are part of the juggernaut they've got out at CVU.
Well, that juggernaut you're talking about, does that have the coach for CVU who's losing these two strong players because they are seniors thinking, okay, we're going to be okay going into next year, or is there some concern about slipping off a little bit here after losing these stars?
Well, Coach Ottley says you don't get players like Kinniston in college very often, and there certainly will be some drop-off. But that pipeline and that system out there in CVU has been churning out top players. They're going to be in the mix again even after these two superlative seniors are gone.
And Andy, as good as CVU has been, folks in Williamstown might be saying, hey, hold on there. We've got a pretty good boys and girls basketball team here, too.
Both the Williamstown boys and girls are undefeated at this point. The girls are going to be playing for the championship against Thetford on Saturday. They're 21-0, led by a trio of players, Kimmy Gilbert, Jamie Ducharme, and Danny Jesmith, who have been part of an offense that is scored more than 75 points 16 times this year. Coach Sid Sweet got a 100th victory this season as well. The Williamstown boys are the two-time defending D3 champions, and they have a leader in Jason Manwaring, who just became the school's career scoring leader with more than 1,600 points and also has more than 800 career rebounds. They're the top seed in Division III and looking for become the first three-peat winner since Arlington back in the 1980s. And no school has gone undefeated and won both the boys and girls basketball titles in the same year since Windsor in 1995.
Andy Gardner, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure talking about high school hoops.
And you can find Andy's story on the girls' high school basketball Division I championship at vpr.net.